This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I'm here in Hamburg, the second most populated city in Germany and a state in its own right here in Germany. Now, you might have seen the debate where me and Unholy Shmoly were talking on Piers Morgan's show, and we actually brought up the issue of Winston Churchill and the bombing of Dresden and Hamburg. Now, this city was bombed in World War II by the RAF under the command of Winston Churchill, and the instruction was, or the idea was, to try and create a demoralizing effect by killing the civilian population. And this very city saw the destruction of about 40,000 civilians in World War II. And as Keith Lau states, and this is something which I'm going to send, I'll put a link in the description box for more information, actually it's a BBC link that you can look at for your own convenience, that this is not to be compared with what happened in Coventry in London in World War II, but in fact this is to be compared with what happened in Nagasaki. As you may know, the Americans dropped a bomb in Hiroshima and in Nagasaki, and it was one of the most detrimental things that's ever happened in all of world's history in terms of killing off civilian people and leaving damage behind. The same thing happened here. And of course, we don't speak about that as much as we should do, because the events of the Holocaust here in this country eclipsed all other catastrophes of a civilian nature that happened in Europe. But the point to be noted here is the following, that the reason why many Western politicians felt it okay, or still do feel it okay, to either aid or to actually perpetrate these kinds of things, where the targeting of civilians is something which is an option, is because of a crass utilitarian judgment. It is a crass utilitarian judgment. Utilitarianism is an ideology which postulates that it's the greatest good for the greatest number of people. So you'll find some kind of an argument, the like of which would postulate the following. They would say, if we didn't do this, then if we didn't do this, we wouldn't win the war. So killing the civilians is a necessary thing to do. Now, this is very interesting because the social liberal critique of Islam and its peoples has usually been that Islam inspires a kind of terrorism or killing of civilians for political gain. But this, if not terrorism, according to that definition, what would it be if not killing the civilians in Hamburg, 40,000 of them in a city so developed as this? What would it be? So the point is that those, say for example, Islamists, Muslims, whatever you guys want to call it, because of course these are all social constructs and terms, these individuals that do that actually employ a very similar kind of consequentialist reasoning. If you read the fatwas of Osama bin Laden, he says they're killing our civilians, therefore we have to kill their civilians. So it's a kind of utilitarian or consequentialist reasoning. So there's more by way of consequentialist reasoning that unites military dictators and political actors who decide to target civilians than there is by way of religion. But this is something which people do not comprehend or understand. And it's high time that we change the narratives on these issues. But knowing the history of what happened in World War II between European countries and between the Europeans and the rest of the world will give us a stronger idea of what to expect from Western politicians. What we expect from Western politicians is that they will perpetrate these crimes, and they would do so because they are employing a kind of utilitarian judgment to do with the politics of that particular nation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.